Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Another one of those Academy Award nominated songs for Best Original Song tonight. Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be performing this tonight on the show. So you get, he's going to be coming back from London, where he's making this new Mary Poppins spinoff. But he'll be performing this song, How Far I'll Go. Justin Timberlake will be on the Oscars tonight. He's performing his song, Can't Stop the Feeling. John Legend will be performing the two La La Land songs, one of which I think will win. The one, The Fools Who Dream, audition The Fools Who Dream, I think is going to be the winner. We'll see. But also Sting will be performing tonight. He'll be performing the song The Empty Chair from Jim. So I think we've heard all of the nominees for Best Picture, Best Original Song anyway. We wanted to run down some of the categories and discuss some of the predictions. I've been talking about them the last several days on TV and radio of what I think will win, but I wanted to bring in some other voices, yours certainly, at 312-981-7200, and things that you've seen, things that you've loved, things that you're surprised are getting so much hype or not getting enough hype. But I also wanted to bring in to the conversation Pamela Powell, who is a movie reviewer for the Daily Journal and Fet Lifestyle magazine, who I met for the first time over at the Gene Siskel Film Center on a panel that was the day the nominations actually came out. And several of us discussed the nominations, and Pamela and I had a nice discussion before and afterwards, and wanted to invite you to come on the program. Welcome, finally. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Are you excited about tonight?
I am. I think this is one of the first years that I have really been totally captured and enraptured by all of the nominations. And there are a few that didn't make it into that category, but all of the films are truly worthy of being in that, to me anyway, my opinion.
I agree.
Into that best category.
I agree. I think we have, you know, people complain about movies and movies are to this and not enough that. I think these nine pictures that were chosen this year are, for the most part, really great choices. You can't go wrong. Somebody was asking me yesterday, I haven't seen any of the nominees yet. Which one should I see? It's like, well, what kind of movies do you like? Because pretty much you can't go wrong with any of them if you just want to see a great movie.
Absolutely.
If you want my pick of what I think is going to win, then I'll tell you that. But if you like war movies, go see Hacksaw Ridge. If you like, straightaway dramas, go see Fences. You know, whatever there are plenty of choices.
Oh, absolutely. I think the only category that we don't cover in the Best Picture category is a comedy. I don't think you frequently see a comedy in that category anyway. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, you could recommend any one of these nine films, depending upon a person's taste, and they would be absolutely thrilled with seeing them.
Right, because Deadpool would definitely win if there were a comedy category this year.
I think that would be a great one. Or Don't Think Twice. I think that was another.
Or Don't Think Twice was actually another one, right, there's only room for so many of the nominees this year.
Right.
So last night, I'm with some friends, and they hadn't seen La La Land yet.
Oh.
They wanted to see it before the awards tonight, so we watched it. They send the critics, they send us copies of them to the end of the year, because many of us are on vote in different organizations. So we watched La La Land last night, and I saw it again. And just really reinforced in my mind what a spectacular movie it is.
There's so many wonderful aspects of it that I don't think anyone has really done before. Damien Chazelle, who did Whiplash from a couple of years ago, unknown guy, unknown writer and director, really made a name for himself with that film. And I think he was able to make this film because of that film. And he's got a different and unique style about him. He sees something that I don't think a lot of other writers or directors do see. And just that opening scene, closing down one of the expressways in L.A., oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what traffic was like that day. But capturing the colors, the vibrancy, and the camera angles, and really having a vision for that, that opening scene just blew me away. Not to mention the ending. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but what an amazing ending. I never saw that coming.
Yeah, stunning ending. But that opening sequence, and I think people have seen it spoofed now that you're talking about, where it's done on a closed freeway, or what looks like a congested freeway in the movie. If you'll notice, if you watch this film, it's done in one shot. There are no takes. There's no cutaways. This was so meticulously choreographed that they were able to do this unbelievable opening sequence without stopping.
Right.
Which is an amazing, he should get Best Director just for that opening scene. Never mind that the rest of the movie is also mind-blowing.
Right, very good. And I think also, I think that first scene took 2 days to film. They had to shut it down twice, and it was 105 degrees both of those days.
Right.
Pretty grueling circumstances under which to film something like that.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, because otherwise traffic in L.A. is always such a breeze.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you just fly through the highways.
Absolutely so lovely. So is that your pick for best picture of the year, or are you picking something else?
Well, you know, I think that's the one that's going to win. If it were up to me, if I was the voting body of one, I would pick Fences. That one, to me, is probably one of the most powerful films I have ever seen and really brings the stage to the screen beautifully. It combines both elements of live theater with acting on a screen, and just really, it was a beautiful story of a father-son relationship, as well as two parents and a couple trying to get along and figure life out in a racially pivotal time period as well. So I think it's also very relevant to today.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. I also found, I agree with all that with Fences. I also found it to be, while this is a story about an African-American family, I knew families like that where I grew up in my lily white part of the world where I grew up. I think it's a very relatable story of, as you say, of family, of husbands and wives, of fathers and sons. In that sense, it's the genius writing of August Wilson, I think, that makes this so strong. And some very interesting choices by Denzel Washington as the director of the film in telling the story the way that he did.
Oh, absolutely. I think he really did bring August Wilson's life and vision to life. And and I know there are only so many categories or so many people that can make Best Director, but for Denzel Washington to have that type of a performance and direct that film, that to me is mind-boggling that he was able to coordinate. I think it's difficult to wear two hats, especially two powerful hats like director and lead actor in a film. And he pulled that off beautifully. Yeah. But it is a relationship story. And who doesn't have a relationship? Who didn't have a mother-daughter, father-son relationship and struggled with that and becoming one own person and becoming who they wanted to be? And that's not always who our parents want us to be.
Right, right. So do you think that Fences, rather, will win adapted screenplay as well then? So it's up tonight and would be an honor for August Wilson.
I would love to see that happen. I think the category is pretty tough, but I think that that's definitely, to me, one of my favorites that could possibly win in that category.
Fences.
Right, right.
For winning there that. Okay. How about for original screenplay? Is that going to be another La La Land win? It's Hell or High Water, La La Land, The Lobster, Manchester by the Sea, or 20th Century Women in that category?
Wow, what an amazing group of films. 20th Century Women was absolutely beautiful, written by Mike Mills. And from a woman's perspective, amazing ability to be able to write from that perspective. I loved the film. Manchester by the Sea, that was, to me, again, a very powerful film. All of these films.
That was my number one, interestingly.
Until?
I think it still is my number one. My personal... It's weird to call Manchester by the Sea your favorite because it's such a sad movie.
Yeah.
But I loved it. But then, you know, the politics come along and feelings start to come along and Golden Globes start to happen and all the other awards shows start to mix the pot up a little bit. And,
right.
you know, then it's, as you point out, it's what do I personally like versus what do I think will wind up winning. I don't think Manchester by the Sea is going to wind up winning. I think that the creativity of La La Land is going to give it most of the awards tonight, and I think original screenplays will. Do you?
I would agree with you. I would love to see Manchester by the Sea, but I would be happy with La La Land as well. I think The Lobster was a very inventive and creative original screenplay. I don't think that's going to be in the running, to be honest with you. I think it is going to be between Manchester by the Sea and La La Land, but
yeah.
I think La La Land's really going to sweep it all away on Oscar night. I think
yeah.
it's going to be tough to beat them in pretty much every category.
Yeah. Does Casey Affleck have a chance in the Best Actor category?
You know, I listened to you talking about him a little bit about some of the difficulties he's been having, if you will, in the
sexual,
public eye.
Sexual harassment charge against him, which was settled out of court.
Right.
So, you know, that aside, but that's something that could hurt. I mean, when it comes down to Oscar voting,
right.
it's not that different than a political campaign. Some things people just are not going to vote for you if they don't like you.
Right, which is very sad, kind of like a Woody Allen type of situation as well. I like to think that people can put that aside and take a look at the film. Was Casey Affleck the best actor in this category? If he was, then please vote for him. You know, we're past that. I think there was a lot of buzz in the beginning with La La Land and Ryan Gosling. Viggo Mortensen showed up on this on Oscar nomination day. I was surprised to see that. I
me
thought
too.
He had a wonderful performance. I loved the movie. But that one came out of left field to me. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I think that for best actor, though, I think it's going to be Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I agree.
I would be happy with Casey or Denzel, to be honest with you. I think both great, great performances. And Andrew Garfield, what a character he played. What an amazing character, you know, stranger than fiction kind of character. He did a wonderful job. But I think it does come down to Casey and Denzel, and I think Denzel's going to take it away, which
yeah.
I will be cheering for,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I do, too. And I think that we saw the biggest sign of that with the Screen Actors Guild Award for Denzel. The actors who vote for the actors in the Academy is a huge voting block, and that Denzel won the SAG Award says that the actors are behind him. I think politically, you know, that, you know, if I'm going to be the David Axelrod of trying to predict of other things that are happening and what might happen tonight, I think that that was a huge indicator of what could happen there. So let me take a break. We'll come back and talk about some other trends and Oscar moments and things that could happen tonight with Pamela Powell. Talking movies this morning. Love to have you join us as well at 312-981-7200. Call or text on WGN. Someday the Academy will be honoring me for longest running commercial in Chicago, Victory Auto Records. Let's wheel them out. There's Dean Richards. I did that commercial back in 1991. 11:53, talking Oscars with Pamela Powell, movie reviewer for the Daily Journal and Fet Lifestyle magazine. So talk to me about the movie The Salesman. I mean, the politics are going to play, you know, maybe a big role tonight. Everyone thinks it's going to be a super political Academy Awards tonight. I don't think it's going to be any more political than it usually is. And, you know, if you don't like that, well, you know, don't watch. But just because, you know, celebrities are coming out there and saying what they think about things doesn't mean you can't say, all right, well, they're an American, they're entitled to their point of view, and I disagree with them. You know, that's all there is to it. And people can say whatever they want to say. Doesn't mean you know, that you have to agree with what they're saying. But it may rear its head tonight. Let's just say it. The politics may rear its head tonight and may show up in some categories in particular, like the best foreign language films, in which one of the nominees, at least, is boycotting because of President Trump's policies regarding immigration. Others are refusing to show up. Do you think that that's going to play Will that play a factor in any way? And because the voting just ended, the Academy voting just ended this past Tuesday, will people have voted for certain films, certain directors, et cetera, to make a political statement?
I kind of think they just might do that. I think Hollywood has definitely made its views known and how they feel about how things are going. And I think that they might find that this is the most opportune time to say, we don't like what's happening. And how are we going to do that? We're going to vote for The Salesman, which is definitely, in my mind anyway, for Best Foreign Film. I think it is deserving of that title. To me, it comes down to Tony Erdmann and The Salesman. So would that sway me, if I were a voter, to go to vote for The Salesman because that's an Iranian film versus Tony Erdmann? It just might. If you can make a little bit of a political statement with that, it just might. I also think that we've got our documentary shorts, The White Helmets, which is a Netflix film.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier today.
Okay, and we've got somebody who is not allowed to come in. He is not boycotting. He wants to be here.
He's not allowed to come back into the country because of the immigration ban.
Right, well, and he actually has, I think, an American visa. So he should be allowed back in, but he personally is being rejected from being able to travel into L.A.
Yeah.
And White Helmets is a beautiful film. And being able to open our eyes in that type of beauty, that we can know what's happening in Syria, we know what's happening in Aleppo. It really is just an absolutely powerful film to get us surprised as to what's happening. I think a lot of times Americans live in our nice little bubbles and we're happy and everything is hunky-dory, and across the world it's not. And so it opens our eyes. And that's the beauty of documentaries as well.
Yeah, so there may be, I mean, people may vote to make a statement in those two categories. But for example, Meryl Streep, who has, you know, not made any of her viewpoints private whatsoever.
Right.
She's up for Best Actress tonight. Do you think that she's not going to win Best Actress for Florence Foster Jenkins because people want to make a political statement and support Meryl Streep? I don't think.
I would hope that in that category they would not do that. Let's hope that they're going to vote for who they think is going to be the best in that category, including for Best Foreign Film. I don't think that Meryl Streep will win for that, although I wouldn't be upset if she did win for Best Actress in the category for Florence Foster
Jenkins.
Definitely
the most courageous role of the year.
Oh, absolutely. I can't imagine the skill that it would take to be a bad singer. Now, I come by that naturally, but I think that she probably struggles with that a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't the first time in history that we've had politics enter into our Academy Awards. It's happened during the Vietnam War. It happened when Marlon Brando boycotted going to the Academy Awards because of the treatment of Native Americans. And also, I think it was Richard Gere had a poignant conversation with China through the cameras when he accepted his award or was presenting. So it's not the first time we've had politics be involved in the Academy Awards.
Sure, it's happened all the time. That said, a text says, no, the Oscars are an award show, not a political forum. If the stars want to rant, let them produce a show. And if people want to watch, they can. I watch an award show to see who is honored not to be preached to. So that's one point of view.
Absolutely.
I still always say, I get your point, Texter. Thank you very much. And I hear what you're saying. Just because somebody's saying it doesn't mean I have to listen to you. Doesn't mean I have to agree with you. So it doesn't bother me as much as it apparently seems to bother some people. Talking about Meryl Streep and the category of Best Leading Actress, the other nominees are Isabelle Huppert from the French foreign language film Elle, Ruth Negga in the interracial romance Loving, Natalie Portman, who just announced yesterday that she will not be attending the award ceremony tonight. Turns out a little thing like third trimester of pregnancy is preventing her. Come on.
Can you imagine? I mean, really.
Come on. So she's not going to be at the award show. Emma Stone is also nominated in La La Land, and Meryl Streep. Who would you like to see win?
I would be happy with Ruth Negga or Meryl Streep. I think it's going to be Emma Stone, though.
I do, too, yeah.
You know, hands down.
Yeah, and that really doesn't bother me. Again, after watching the movie again last night, I just want to give Emma Stone the biggest hug in the world.
She is that girl next door kind of look,
lovable.
Right?
She's so lovable.
Yeah, those big green eyes and those freckles. She's the all-American girl.
Yeah. Do we agree that there's not going to be any question that it's going to be Viola Davis and Mahershala Ali winning in the best supporting categories tonight?
I absolutely agree. I think there's no question it'll be those two. I would be willing to put money down on that. Yeah. That's how confident I am.
It's going to be interesting tonight with Jimmy Kimmel as host. I think he's really funny.
Right.
I think he's going to do a good job. Who's been your favorite Oscar host of all time? Part of me wants to say Johnny Carson.
Sure.
Part of me wants to say Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people want to trash David Letterman. I'm one of those people. David Letterman can do no wrong. So
right.
I didn't think that was a terrible job. I thought it was classic David Letterman. If
right.
if you're a fan, you liked it.
And you know, I always think with David Letterman, it's Uma, Oprah,
yeah.
Oprah, Uma. That will stick
yeah.
in my mind
that's,
forever.
That's the signature piece, of course. And he made fun of it himself for such a long time. But so who's been your favorite host?
You know, Billy Crystal is. I think he is the epitome of the Oscar host. Makes you laugh, brings things down to a level where everybody can relate to being a star, even though we're not, can relate to what's going on in the world and make everything funny. He can be self-deprecating at times, which is humorous, and he can call people out on their flaws in a way that's funny even to them. They don't seem to be hurt by it. So I think he really grasped the idea of what it takes to be a good Oscar host. I really enjoyed Ellen DeGeneres. One of my favorite
yeah.
moments was when she did the selfie in the crowd.
The group selfie was great.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's worth like $1 billion or some crazy number like that. Yeah, that was fun.
She was so effortlessly funny.
She really was.
Effortlessly funny. Ellen DeGeneres. I'd almost even forgotten that she was in that bunch.
Yeah, I think she only did it for 2 years, so she didn't do too many, but she was memorable when she did it.
She was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ellen was great. Well, the whole thing starts, the show itself will start at 7:30 tonight, Chicago time. The red carpets may have already started now, for all I know, in Los Angeles. We will have all the post coverage tomorrow morning, both tomorrow morning on Steve Cochran's show, and we'll have full blown coverage tomorrow morning on the WGN TV morning news. If folks would like to follow you to read Pamela, what you're doing, what's the best way to do all that?
You can take a look at www.realhonestreviews.com. You can find all the links to Fet Lifestyle Magazine and the Daily Journal and podcasts as well with a lot of different stars.
I hope you can come in more often to visit with us.
I would love to.
Talk movies with us. I enjoyed having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.